Attention, pleasure seekers. What if I told you there was a toy that was so iconic that it practically set the standard for all my favorite products? Allow me to introduce or reintroduce to you the Magic Wand. Dubbed the Cadillac of Vibrators, the Magic Wand is more than just a toy. It's a culture icon, a symbol of power and unapologetic pleasure. I mean, do you know any other toys that have been praised in Time magazine? Didn't think so. With a unique rumble that resonates deep within, the Magic Wand Original is not just a product, it's a trusted confidant. And it's a sure thing. Never had an orgasm? Try a magic wand. Never given your party a full body massage? Try the magic wand. Listen, it's rightfully earned accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I've been so obsessed with my magic wand, I even drilled holes in my bedside table so that she's always next to me in case I need her. Well, that was years ago. Because now there are multiple iterations of the magic wand, allowing you to pick whatever model fits your lifestyle. You can go wireless with the magic wand rechargeable, tiny with the magic wand mini, or micro. Micro's really mini. Or go for variety with the Magic Wand Plush. The best part though, all of them have the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original so popular. So if you're ready to make some magic, visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to cast a spell on the world. Magic Wand, not just a vibrator, an icon of pleasure.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the vice president of Chick Flick Productions, Ken. Ken is awesome. We're tackling some of your most pressing love and sex questions. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can do so many things. There's just every day we're uploading with like blogs and material and content, and just things that will make you allow you to have better sex and relationships. And it's so easy to subscribe to the podcast and check us out on social media because I'm just loving up Snapchat, Instagram, all that stuff, Facebook, Twitter. It's all at Sex with Emily across the board. And just check out our store. There's a lot of fun things happening. I'm here with Ken.
Hi.
Ken, hi.
Hi,
welcome.
Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad you're here because we talk about you all the time.
You do?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
You do. Yeah, we
do. I should listen to the show.
You do. You do listen to the show. So Ken is my vice president of life of the company, and Ken lives in New Jersey.
I do.
But we talk a lot, and he's around. He's here.
I'm always here.
And now you're here because this is a big sex month.
It is.
Yeah, right. January's, not for us.
Not
for,
well,
Ken's
no.
married and stuff.
Yeah,
like, it's fine.
True.
Just don't people get these thoughts into your head. But January's big for the sex industry.
For the adult industry.
Adult industry.
Big. Absolutely.
Right. So you're here because we're going to a lot of events. A
lot of events. We did an award show last night. The XBiz Executive Awards where you and I were both nominated.
You were nominated.
And, hold on. I got to remember if we won. Did we win?
Nope, we did not
Shit.
Win. No, we didn't win. But I'm fine with that.
I know. We campaigned hard.
We did campaign hard, sort of. Was, you did. You were good. You made little slogans.
I did.
And stuff.
I had slogans. I had, you know, we will not grope you without your consent.
Oh, you cleaned my glasses.
I did
this
clean
is why
my glasses.
I love Ken. Okay, so Ken, he makes up slogans.
I do.
And he cleans my glasses because they're always filthy.
Well, you know, when you hired me, those were the two requirements on the you know, the Craigslist ad.
clean
my glasses and make up slogans.
Exactly. No, it really works. But yeah, no, we had fun. And then we went to, where were we the day? I feel like we've done stuff every day. System Joe.
We were at System Joe yesterday. We're, you know, our good friends and now the, you know, the official sponsors of the show. And they had us over yesterday to talk with their high level sales staff. And they surprised us with the need for a 1 hour presentation. And so
that was fun. But you were good. Another thing Ken does is whip out PowerPoints.
I whip it out.
He whipped out a PowerPoint on the plane. It was like nothing.
Did it on the plane.
There.
And then
we talked to them about Yeah.
But you were good. You were like, what are we going to talk about? Well, just follow my lead and we'll, you know, it was fine. I said, trust me.
It was good. So we talked about their lubes. And then, tonight we're going to the Porn Awards.
The Porn Awards.
Right. Which I know you're all super jealous. No, but it'll be fun. It'll be at the, somewhere downtown. And I'm wearing like a sexy, Madison just goes, where's it? Would you say that? Or did you say, where's the other half?
No, she saw it. Yeah. I was just.
It is pretty see-through. Like I'm trying to debate if I really want to wear that dress tonight.
I'll come over and style you.
Yeah. Okay. But Eddie might get jealous, but you can. I mean, thanks. it's just hard to know. But it's been a really good weekend. I love that. I'm excited that we're going into Anmi this weekend, which is Adult Novelty Manufacturers Expo.
Yep.
But we go there. That's because how, you know, I always talk about products on the show. We have great sponsors. Like, this is where we go around. We're like, what toys do we like? What products do we actually like? What brands?
And everybody's are there. All the manufacturers from the United States and around the world are all there to show off product to the stores that would then sell it. And we're like, you know, you're like royalty walking around there. I get jealous walking around because I know everybody in the industry, but I walk around and just you're like a magnet.
That's sweet.
Well, it's the truth.
I don't feel that, but that's it. Well, I love everybody.
You walk through there and you can't walk 3 inches without somebody grabbing you to say hi. And
I know last day we were at the event and I disappeared. It was the we were waiting for the food. You know, when you're at one of these big events, there's like 300 people and you're waiting for the food to come because there's slowly like two waiters bringing it out to each table and our food didn't come. I'm like, I'm starving and I got to pee. So I went to the bathroom and I felt like I was gone for an hour, but it might've been 20 minutes, but I probably had like four super meaningful conversations between
last night. Yeah,
yeah, between like the meal, and then I came back and you guys were already done.
I ate my complete meal. Your meal was like hot and fresh when it landed there, and you got back, and it was like the driest steak I had ever seen.
But I had some really good conversations on the way in the bathroom before, during, and after. Okay, let's do some sex in the news.
Sure.
Okay, because this is all about you. This actually,
me?
Not you. Oh. Well, you, yes, in a way it originated with you. But so in December, we ran a survey on sexwithemily.com asking you guys to tell me like what you've learned from the show, what you'd like to learn in 2017, because I'm nothing without you. If you guys aren't happy, you're like, oh, she talked about that again, you know, whatever. I want to know. I want to know what turned you on. I want to know what you want to hear about. And so you guys really friggin' delivered. So thank you. We had a lot of responses, right, Ken?
Oh yeah, there was 300 responses to the 300 responses to the one in December, and
right?
Almost 1,300 to the Dream Loop survey, which was the month before.
The Dream Loop survey was awesome.
We'll talk about more on another show.
We're going to tell you about the Dream Loop survey.
Yeah, sorry, we got to keep you hanging for a little bit.
We're making some Dream Loop bets. We were like stirring the Dream Loop pot at System Joe.
It's a cauldron.
Okay, so I meant cauldron.
You did. I know what you meant.
I love that.
So
let's start with some of the basics about who answered these questions. You want to read the percentages?
Oh, you want me to?
You're
sure.
Good with numbers. Yeah, you're good with numbers. That's why I hired him too.
So yeah, that was the third line on the Craigslist ad. So basically from the Dream Loop survey, we asked for, you know, we wanted to know who you were first.
Who are you?
So yeah, who are these people? So it's all, you know, Emily's got a very nice audience from a demographic perspective. And so it's right down the middle, 48% female, 52% male. 50% of you are under 35 and 50% are over 35. That's like the perfect, the dream balance, right?
Right. If I had to dream up an audience.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, the coolest thing I found was that 72% of the people who are listening right now are in a committed relationship or they're married.
That's interesting. See, I feel like maybe I just hear from the people who aren't. I wouldn't have thought 72%.
Right. I would never have guessed that it was that high.
Right. Okay. But what I liked, so that was good to know who you are. Also, what you learned, we asked for what you've learned from the Sex with Emily show. Mm. And top three responses from what you learned.
In 2016.
In 2016, what you learned. That's funny. Is this really okay. You learned that, number three, you learned that sex toys are awesome.
Yep.
They're pretty awesome. I'm glad you learned that because we do talk about sex toys a lot. I'm glad you didn't think that they were less than awesome. I'm wondering, like, I guess maybe before they had listened to the show, people maybe not have known that much.
Well, some of the responses, you know, from the Dream Loop survey, we asked people to write in responses, just general comments about the show. And a lot of them were, I had never considered using a sex toy before listening to the show. I had never considered using lube before listening to the show, which is a crazy thing. I know, right?
I think we're bringing lube to the masses, though. It's
bringing it back.
Okay, number two, we have a tie. Do you want to read our tie?
Yes.
This is what you learned this year.
Yeah, you learned how to communicate your needs, which I'm sure that makes you very happy.
Yes, that's all I want.
Doesn't it? Right?
Yes.
And you learned how to understand your partner's needs. So how awesome is that? Those were the tying things.
And that's what if I had to dream what I would want you to learn, that's what I'd want you to learn.
Right.
It's all about communication. Communication is a lubrication.
Yeah.
as it says on the wall behind me.
Yeah. I like that sign.
I like Ken made the sign. It's
line 4 on the Craigslist ad.
Okay, so I love that. You guys really communicated a lot, and you've learned that on the show. Number one, this is huge. You learn to be more comfortable with sex in general.
Right.
That's what we're about. Yeah, because you guys, it's sex. Like, why make it so difficult? Why make we all do it. We all make sex really complicated. We get tripped up by it. We don't even know why. We've got issues from childhood. We've got attachment. We've got just things that have kind of shame, guilt, and we make sex really complicated. So I'm glad that you're even being more comfortable with sex means that that's the first step to being to having better sex. And so that feels good.
It is. Anyone you talked about, that's it was far and away the number one.
Yeah. That's what I want, you guys. And you said that that's what you got. And I just feel like synergy here. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Okay. And then we asked what you want to learn in 2017. Top 3 responses. Number 3, you wanted to know how to explore kink or BDSM.
How are you going to do that?
I feel like this is so great too. Right. Okay. I love this. And just so you know, guys, you can always just email me these suggestions too. Like, I love to know what you want to hear about, but well, I feel like in my brain, I'm like, oh, we always do that. But maybe a show that's more in depth on it. We've got Sports Sheets. First of all, 50 Shades of Grey is coming out in February, part 2. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely going to be in the zeitgeist still, as it has been for the last few years. But I think, you know, well, we've got Sports Sheets makes such amazing like bondage gear. We've talked a lot about them, but like it's so easy.
I hate to use the mild to wild. I mean, they've got everything. So people who just want to get introduced to it, to all the way up to, you know,
but those are
really right. Hardcore stuff.
Yeah. So we've got the great products for you, but I know some people like who are like kink masters, BDSM masters in LA that I think I should bring in some experts. So
I think that'd be cool.
Let's write this down, people. We'll have that happen.
And it doesn't all have to be about bondage. It could be really, I think it really covers all, you know, all the range of, you know, anything alternative even.
Yeah. Like, I think that what you guys are asking for then is like some specifics. Like, I don't just want to hear about, like, I want to know like from like where do I start, maybe a beginner's guide to bondage, which I know we've done. If you also, we have like 500 shows on iTunes, so if you then we might have caught, or on the website that might not even be on iTunes, but anyway, yes, we will get into that, I promise. How to better communicate your needs. How can I better? I feel like I do that. I feel like I feel like I've got some new tools at my
that sleeve. Was number two. That was number two.
Yeah, number two is what you want to learn. Yeah. And 3, how to improve your sexual performance.
That's a general one, and that, you know, that's something else. You know, if it's, you know, the actual performance where you could really go through and do specific shows on
what?
Whatever on
sexual
on positions on just
positions are hard. Here's the thing: I get so many questions about positions, like a lot of press requests and stuff. Mm-hmm. And Matt, producer Madison, I was like, ugh. And it's not that I don't love answering press requests about it, and I have a whole book about it, Hot Sex. If you haven't checked it out, but if they're hard to talk about on a show, like on a podcast, you're listening, and for me to be like, okay, so you're going to this position, and she's lying flat on her back, and he takes his left leg and puts it over her.
Maybe it's not positions, right?
Because I'm like a visual. If someone's explaining to me, I tune out.
Right.
But I think it's more about their performance. Like, are they good skills? Like, specifically, you probably want to know, like, how am I performing? How can I increase? You know, how can I pay attention more to my partner to learn what they want in bed? Just more tips.
Well, you do that. I mean, every show you work that in, now. But you know, I guess
it's more. That means that people are going to keep listening all year because we're going to keep doing what we do.
Yeah,
I love it. Okay, well, these are my goals too. We're all aligned.
What do you think you brought to the table in 2016? What was it? What was the biggest thing you think you were able to contribute to your listeners? I mean, you see what they say they learn, but this is 300 of the 900,000. You know that download this show every month.
What do I think I brought?
Yeah.
I brought my full self every time I do a show. No, I did a lot more. I always, you know, I'm always working on myself. And so I think I did the Somatica training with Celeste and Danielle. You guys, everyone should check out their book, Making Love Real. I thought that was a really like powerful, transformative experience. And so I've even brought in some of people who have taken the class with, like Pam Costa. You guys love that show, and Amy Baldwin. And I think it's really just given me a lot of insights into the way. Okay, we all know men are from Mars, women are from Venus. I think John Gray wrote that book 25 years ago, right? However, yes, we know that we're all really different and it's confusing, but yet, hey, a lot of us want to be with members of the opposite sex, so how do we deal with it? And the thing that Somatica allowed me to do is to really drop into a different level of like, yeah, there's some problems we have with communicating with sexual desire and response, and here's a different way of talking about it. And it all starts with being embodied, understanding who you are, what you want, and different ways to communicate that to a partner. And so I think that really was a...
That was a big learning experience for you. That's what that might be what you learned the most in 2016.
Yeah, and I think I brought that to the table.
No,
the show.
You communicated it for sure.
Yeah, and I think, well, I don't know, what else did I bring? I mean, well, every day. I don't listen to the show, so I don't know. I don't remember. You guys have to know that I have like radio amnesia, as they call it. But Drew had this too on Loveline that you... It's not that I don't remember. If someone said, oh, remember that email about blank? Yes, I remember. But after the show, it's hard to like think about what... Because I'm so focused.
You brought a lot of your personal experience. You went through a lot of personal experience in 2016.
I did.
And you let people know. And I think Somatica was a big part. It lets you really express that.
And right. I didn't. I had fewer sexual. I had like less sex than I've ever had in my life in this year.
Oh, it gave you time to learn, right? Yeah.
No, it was fun though. It was like by choice.
Yeah.
So I wasn't so busy having sex all the time that I could really work more.
Busy. I know. It's like, you know, it was on the schedule.
No, I don't know.
And what do you want to learn? What do you want to learn this year?
Oh God, Ken, stop it! All what right, do you fine. Want to learn this year? How's your sex
know.
Life? What did you learn from the show?
I learned how to be more comfortable. 100%.
I know. Yeah. So you said that. So Ken's working over here. Let's talk about Ken.
Okay.
So Ken's married.
Yep.
For a while, to a lovely wife. His kids are friggin' amazing.
Yep. 12 years this year.
12 years. It'll amazing, 12, yeah. And they're like happy couple.
Yeah.
And I adore you both and your family. You're just like, oh, I could just package a little family. I'd be like, this is the family, but. Yeah, how has it impacted your sex life? Because you've been thrown into this now.
No, I know, and it's made it. You know, it's given me a lot, and I've worked in this adult industry for 5 years previous to here, and
toys and stuff.
Yeah, but that's different. That's like, you know, it's gadgets and stuff, but actually speaking about it and hearing the listeners' questions and hearing just how normalized you and I hate to use the word normal because you make everything beyond acceptable, and you can listen to you talk about any particular subject and you come away thinking, oh yeah, that's totally, it's no different than buying groceries.
Right,
like
exactly.
what just went on there.
No need to trip on it.
And so, yeah, so it's allowed me to communicate, and understand myself better. And yeah, it's definitely improved. And, you know, Donna said the same thing to me. She's like, that's
this.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely
this
the truth.
This is awesome. I'm glad. Okay. So helping one person, helping
things.
Millions of people, right. It all feels good. Okay. Let's take a quick break. Then you're going to, we're going to answer your emails. First, we want to give a shout out to our amazing sponsors. We love you. And you know, I never, ever, ever talk about like a product or a brand or a toy that I personally have not tried and that I don't love and support. So thank you so much for supporting our sponsors and for helping keep the show free. I love you all. We'll be right back. All right, everyone. Now we're going to move into some emails. I've got Ken here. Ken manages stuff in my life. It's amazing, the business. That's why you guys are able to actually listen to the show, go to the website that actually works, and get in touch with me, because that's why everything works here, because of Ken.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
All right. Ready for emails. Okay, you guys, here's the deal with emails. It's a new year. There's a new way to reach me. You can submit your questions so easily at sexwithemily.com. You can also click on the Ask Emily tab, and then when you can write your question there, send it. We get it. We read them all. But you can also click the, I'd like to be considered for a phone call, because we're taking callers. Ken, you were instrumental in that.
Kind of. Yeah. I'm glad it's worked out.
Fun shows. I love getting your emails. But it's when we talk, we can just go there. It's like we can go there deep and we can get into it. Like I can ask you the questions that can really just kind of peel back the layers quickly. And
it's a different show altogether when you're doing that. Yeah.
So but no pressure. Still love you. Choose what you want. You can also leave me voicemail 818-ASK-SWE1. And no matter how you ask me a question, just include your name, your age, how you listen, and where you live. It's fabulous. You ready?
I am. Are you?
Totally. Hi, Emily. I'm in a serious relationship with a girl I really love. We've been dating for a couple years now, but I've known each other for 15 years. I'm currently microdosing on Cialis to have sex because I feel the sex is better. It hadn't happened with other girlfriends before, but with my current girlfriend, I've had cases of weak erections, which later turned to pressure. It just kept getting worse, so I turned to Cialis. It's been working great for our sex life, but I've kept it from her so she doesn't think I'm less of a man. The urologist I saw said it's a head thing, but I get erections every morning and with porn. I hate keeping this from my girlfriend, but want to know the female point of view and know what you think. Loyal listener for years now, Travis, age 30, from Colorado.
Hmm.
I laughed a little because microdosing is like this trend right now. Like I always feel like people are like microdosing on like LSD, acid. Like that's actually a thing now.
Really?
Ken? Yeah. I've been doing it.
Have you?
Today. Good. Yeah. Only. No, but it does. It can do
really micro.
So microdosing, really micro. People are talking about it. So I never heard of like microdosing on Cialis.
No, me neither.
So, okay, Travis, well, thank you for being a loyal listener of the show. And I'm glad that you realize that this is a head thing. You know, it truly, a lot of penis like challenges it. And orgasm challenges, vulva challenges we all have does start in our mind. Like it's, but that doesn't make it any easier. Just like I say, well, don't think about it. You know, it will disrupt your erection. I understand that. And I don't know your girlfriend. I don't know if it's the best thing to bring it up right now that you're going to say, hey, you know, I've been microdosing on Cialis for months and months and months. I mean, I think it's best to be honest, but I also think like, you can make it more, like what I'm thinking is, and I want to ask you
yes.
as well, is that, you make it a casual thing. Like, here's the thing with sex. You're like, I hear that you're freaking out, Travis. And I hear that you're like, oh my God, I love my girlfriend. I feel like I'm like betraying her and I'm doing something wrong. And that we have to be so 100% honest about everything in relationships and I need to come clean. And I do think honesty is really important, but I think that you're putting a big trip on yourself. And this is clear to me that not only do you have anxiety over your erections, but also anxiety about the relationship. So I'm just going to tell you that you can make it casual with her. You know, you love this woman. You can be like, babe, you know, sometimes, you know, I've been using Cialis. I just want you to know I use it and I'm really attracted to you. I love our relationship. I love having sex with you. But I realized I talked to my doctor about it and I'd really like to, I think a lot of it's in my head and I'm going to try not using it for a while. I'm going to, because you kind of want to grow off it, right, Travis? And so, but just so you know, if I don't get turned out, like it has nothing to do with you. And I really don't think that's going to freak her out.
No,
it's not dishonest.
I don't think so either. And most likely even with the Cialis, it sounds like he's having issues because he's thinking about it so much.
Right. So it's like you can't win here.
He's
hard on himself.
It's self-perpetuating at that point. He's
right.
He's combating it with drugs and he's not able to tell his partner about it, which it's not helping him.
Right. But does he say he wants to go off it too? Was he saying that? You are trying to go off it too, but I think play with it because you're 30 years old. You've been doing it for a few years. Like I think you're like, you know, you're getting erections in the morning with porn. I think like it just, again, you're getting tied up in your head about it. The porn's getting confusing to it. So I think just like bring her into it, but don't make a pout. Like you're not doing anything wrong. You're not a bad guy. You're just trying to have better sex.
And I wonder if he is, and this would be a good, you know, a good one if he was on a call. Like this is a perfect one where you'd want to ask him.
I want to know, you want other meds? Are you at anxiety?
Exactly.
You
and is his doctor recommending the microdosing, or is he just experimenting, you know, with this dosing on his own?
Right.
You know,
the other thing is I would say don't just stop cold turkey. And this is something you should talk to your doctor about. If you've been microdosing for a year or two right now, I wouldn't say just to stop, but maybe you just like, you carefully wean off of it. I mean, I would talk to your doctor about it. You know, don't trip on it. I think she loves you. You love her. You're trying to make a better sex life and
communication.
Will. Communication. Very important.
Helps everything.
Totally. Okay. Hi, Emily. So I'm in a new relationship. We've been seeing each other for about a month. BTW, sex is really, really awesome. Bonus. So I know it's way too early to discuss if he's sleeping with anyone else. We've never talked about our status other than we know we're both single. We have seen each other 3 weekends in a row and a few times during the week. So when is it okay to bring something like that up without sounding like a needy bitch? I'd like to try a relationship with this guy, but not sure where his head is at. Karen, age 48. She wants to define the relationship. It's a relationship, Karen. I don't even know it's a relationship. You've seen him for 3 weekends. Yeah, that's not really a relationship per se. I mean, here's the thing. I think you got to find out. You need to know. So I don't think you're 48 years old. There's no need to play games, okay? If you want to know if he's sleeping with other people, ask him. Just be like, hey, so this has been really fun. I'm just curious. You know, are you dating anyone else? And you can say whether you are or you're not. And find out what you want to know. Don't play games. So I don't think that there's any rules here, but I want to tell you a month, you know, you've seen each other 3 weekends. I think at this day and age, we have to assume that he's probably seeing other people.
Yeah, I would think, you know, there's all the open questions, you know, where did you meet? You know, are they, is this, in, or does it say that I totally missed that?
No.
It's not. So that if they met online, you know, he's like you said the other day about the apps. You know, if you meet somebody online, you got to assume, right?
Assume they had three other dates that week.
Absolutely.
Just to make yourself feel better.
Right. And yeah, there yeah. I had another point. What was
you
it?
Had another point? I don't know.
Oh my goodness. You're in my head? No.
Am I in your head? No, but I think the other point is like you know what you want. Here's the thing. It sounds like you know what you want, Karen. You want a relationship, I think, because you want to define it. So if that's what you know what you want, this guy doesn't want it, keep moving on, because you're not going to be able to convince him otherwise. So I'm just going ahead and playing along with you. He might say, yeah, you know what? I think you're great. Let's try to make it work. But if not, I think it's better to find out sooner than later, you know, that you guys are aligned. And they want the same thing. And so I'm just warning you now that it's not that you either accept that's who they are, maybe one day they'll want to change, or that is what you get. So, okay. Hi, Emily. My name is Andy. I'm from San Jose. I'm 26 years old, and I've been with my girlfriend for 4 years now. When my girlfriend and I first got together, she had a boyfriend that I didn't find out about until 5 months into us hooking up. She played it off as an open relationship, but I always had a funny feeling about it. Recently, I felt our chemistry is off. Whenever we're all hanging out, she's rude to me and is extremely flirtatious with this other single guy who lives with us. This guy is my friend, but also has a habit of sleeping with his friend's girlfriends. Anytime I bring it up, she makes me out to be a crazy person, like I'm imagining things and that I'm overreacting. Now I'm super torn. Am I way overreacting if I feel uncomfortable bringing this up to her and this is the reaction I get? All I can think of is her ex-boyfriend who was getting cheated on with me for months before even I knew. What was she telling him? Please help me here. Stuck in between a rock and a hard place. Am I really crazy? Thank you. Love all that you do. New listener, but enjoyed a lot on the podcast. Andy.
Wow. I think you got to review the facts here.
Andy, okay, so you've been with her for 4 years. You guys got together. She had a boyfriend.
At the time.
But you didn't find out that she had a boyfriend. And when you found out, she said, oh, we had an open relationship. And you don't really believe that that was true. You think she was cheating. Maybe that's come out later that she was cheating.
Yeah, well, either way.
And now you guys live together, and you live with a friend, in quotes, who likes to sleep, who is a penchant for sleeping with other people's girlfriends.
Perfect.
Sounds like a good friend. And then when you bring things up to her, she tells you that you're crazy, and sounds like she's not making you feel great. And I'm going to take your word on that she's not making you feel great. So there is a lot going on here, but you want to be in a relationship where you feel that you can trust the person that you're with and that you feel that you're in a safe space and that she can hear when you're feeling, you know, when you're having reactions and you're feeling anxious and you're feeling bad about some of her behavior, she should be able to hear that. And she's making you feel crazy and she's telling you that you're crazy. And also your relationship started with a situation that had zero broken trust.
Right.
Like the foundation of your relationship is on broken trust. And when you don't heal that, when you don't like heal any relationship, if people cheat, you've got to heal that trust. It doesn't just like magically go back together. Like you can't rebuild trust without working on it. So what do you think, Ken?
Well, I don't know. You know, the question, because he hasn't been cheated on, but he was potentially the one
but
who was.
But he knows she has.
Exactly.
She has
there's this. He stayed with her for this foundation. So how long it's been brewing since 5 months into the relationship that she has this capacity to at least be quiet about this other relationship, and you know so. Clearly, he never got over that.
Right.
Right?
So, and that stuff doesn't go away. Like, it doesn't surprise me. Four years in,
right.
Like, that will...
Even though you weren't the one who was being betrayed, but... he was. He was betrayed.
He thought she was in an open relationship.
So, yeah. So that's... So, or she pretended to be, either way. And then he's got his friend, right? Who he's suspicious of, potentially. It's rough. It's a rough situation.
Yeah.
But...
I think that you got to look out for yourself here, and you got to I think you know what you want and you know how you want to feel. And you guys have been here 4 years, you're 26 years old. She might not really have the skills to talk to you about this stuff. Mm-hmm. If she's just trying to shut you down, I don't think that's a kind way to treat your boyfriend of 4 years.
Right.
I'm not feeling great about it. And if you have these suspicions and you're not feeling well, she doesn't make you feel good. That's kind of enough to know that that's not what you deserve. And if she can't learn to talk to you about it might not be this might not be your relationship.
No, and you know, no one deserves to be made to be felt crazy when they bring up a concern like that. It doesn't bode well, I don't think.
Never. So yeah.
It's a rough situation to get out of though.
It's rough. Yeah, 4 years, you love her, your best friend who sleeps
together.
You'll be okay though, Andy. I think it's at 4 years in, you guys should be able to communicate. So you could, you know, try, see how it goes. And if it doesn't work, you know, take care of yourself. Okay. Hey, Emily, first off, I want to say thank you for sharing your expertise. This podcast has helped me to open up my mind about sex and trying new things I never thought I would. My boyfriend thanks you very much for this too. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 years and we've been living together for 2 years. Recently, he's been asking me if we could watch porn while we have sex. I'm all for it and love the idea. The only thing is I'm too afraid to tell him what I like to watch. I love watching solo male porn. There's something about watching a guy jerk off that really turns me on. Plus, it's not over the top or acted out. I've tried watching other types of porn, but it just doesn't do it for me. I'm all about him being able to watch what he likes, but I also want to be able to watch what I like too. I don't know why I feel so ashamed of liking it, but I want to be completely open with him and feel comfortable watching it with him. Any suggestions on how to get over this feeling of being ashamed and how to tell him? Elizabeth, 25, West Virginia. Okay, so I think this is an awesome porn question because a lot of times the porn questions we hear from women who like aren't comfortable at all with porn or their partner makes a request to watch porn and they don't know where to start. But like, Elizabeth, how awesome that you're comfortable with porn and just don't have any shame around it. Like, he asked you to watch porn because he wants you to be turned on as well, which will turn him on. It's like this loop, right? So I think you just got to be honest with him. I think he'll, you know, he asked you to watch, like, he wants to watch porn with you. He obviously wants you to be turned on as well. So I would just like start with yours, you know, start with what you like, watch what he likes. And the truth is, you never know. Maybe when you're alone masturbating, you have an idea of what will turn you on or things haven't turned you on, but maybe now there'll be a new association with it because you see that he's turned on, and then who knows, that could be your new thing. Every day people are finding new turn-ons. So, you know,
It also might lead them to your number one suggestion with mutual masturbation.
Mutual masturbation.
Right?
It's such a good time. Yeah, because the truth is, because you can both like watch what each other likes. And it's really, if you actually like watching men masturbate and that is your porn fantasy, then you should be doing
And chances are he likes watching women masturbate. So go for that first and suggest that before she introduces that type of porn so they can do that together, do the act together. And then watch. Then she could say, "You know what? I like watching this, and I like watching other men do it too."
Oh, good entree! Like I saw you do. You know what? I actually like. That's a good one, Ken.
I thought so.
That's good.
Yeah,
I like that. So they could act it out, or they actually do that.
Just do that first or second, either way. But it's a good way to walk into it.
But that one, yes, I think that is a great way to walk into it. But Elizabeth, sweetie, and that I don't want you to have any shame around what you like and what turns you on. And I don't want anyone to have any shame. That's my goal for 2017, to eradicate all shame and guilt people have around sex. Do you think that's too much of a lofty goal?
No, of course not. But here's the other thing, too. You know, guarantee...
Every person on the planet, though, that's a little lofty.
Okay. we'll settle for, I don't know, we'll settle for $1 million a month. Is that good?
Yeah,
is that a good
fine,
goal? All
fine.
Right. What about, you know that if she's got something she's afraid to tell him that she wants, there's a 30,000 things that he doesn't want her knowing he likes to watch.
You think he wants you to look at his browser history,
my God,
Elizabeth? There's no way.
My God.
Right.
He is scrubbing that thing nightly. So,
right.
You know, tell him, you know, and maybe it's not the first thing you suggest watching, but work it in. Work and see what he wants.
Yeah, because he's, I love that you're both this couple who want to watch porn together. Like, to me, that's great. Match made in heaven. So I think you're all, these won't be issues, but I understand why they are. But just trust that he's going to be cool with your choices.
Yeah, and he can always lead you
down hotter paths.
You can always point the screen somewhere else if he doesn't want to watch that particular scene.
I think he's going to want to watch.
Probably.
Okay. Dear Emily, the guy that I'm currently dating says he's planning on staying a virgin till he is married. I am not a virgin, and I don't want to wait. What should I do? Rachel, age 22.
Whew.
Rachel. You're not going to talk him into... You don't want to be the one that talks this guy into losing his virginity with you.
Right.
For whatever reason, religion, family, society, I'm not sure why. I'm not sure what it is. It's okay. I don't need to know. But if this is what he set out to do, to wait till marriage, there's a lot of guys out there. You're 22 years old. I'd say most guys are going to want to have sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what are the options? Get married now?
Yeah,
you know,
that's the other, right.
Jeez, please.
I would not recommend that. I don't think you should get married before 30, Rachel. So unless you want to wait 8 years, I think you're going to have to move on.
Yeah. And how does she tell him that?
I think she tells, that's a good question. I think that, obviously, Rachel, that's hard for me because I very rarely come out and say, dump him, you know, but it's like,
You're 22 years old. You've already had sex. You're adventurous. I think you just have to let them know that you're really attracted to them, that you love spending time with them. But like you sex is something that you're really excited about, and having sex is something that's really important to you, and seeing if you have chemistry with a partner and how you connect, and that you couldn't possibly wait till you're married to someone to have sex, because what if there wasn't a great connection? I mean, sex is like a dance. You guys got to learn each other's bodies, the whole thing, and you respect his decision.
Absolutely.
And, but it's just not.
No. And yeah. And just same thing. She can't, you know,
don't make him feel bad. About
exactly. That's the point. And, you know, and yes, he's going to be hurt. And then that's the nature of any breakup in 22, you know, that's,
yeah,
should be prepared for several of those. Right.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. But, he's planning on saying a verse. So yeah, you're not going to convince him, but you don't want to be the one, because what if then all the guilt and the shame come if he does have sex with you?
Right. I was planning on winning the lottery at 22.
Really?
Didn't work out.
Didn't work out. No. Right.
There's but now I'm here.
Right.
So that worked out.
You did win the lottery. This is the lottery.
Shit, yeah. Right? I won the lottery.
It's fun.
I did. Who doesn't want to be sitting in my chair right now? Raise your hand.
All
right. I see nobody. No here. All 900,000.
They would like to be watched.
Of course.
I would love you all to be here.
Right.
I wish everyone could. I feel like you all are all here. Like, I feel like everyone is here with me when I'm doing the show.
Right? In this awesome little office, and it's perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. Okay, Ken, thank you for being on the show. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Let me check my list. Okay.
Ken's big list.
No, I'm good. I'm good. This was great. Thank you. I love being here, you know, and I'm happy to be here every couple of months, and awesome. You know, I love our staff. I do. How much do we love our staff?
Oh my god, we live for our staff.
What are their names?
Madison. No. Oh. Why are you saying no? Madison, I mean, Eddie and Jamie and Lori. We've got Michelle helping out today.
Hi, Michelle.
And you, Ken, thank you for everything you brought to the table. Ken has changed my life. I have to say, Ken has been a changer the last year, having Ken help with a lot of the stuff that I was doing. I don't have to do anymore.
No, it's been great. You've changed my life too. This has been good.
We love each other.
This has
been
really, really fantastic.
I'm so glad.
And I'm happy. And I'm happy to speak with all of you, because it's great. And you know, you are the reason I'm able to feed my family right now. So thank you very much. and Emily's family and Madison and everybody. Right. This is great.
We love it. We love you. Thank you
for your support.
Yeah. We love your support. Thanks, everyone. And check out more polls on our site and stuff like that. And follow me on Snapchat and Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Sex With Emily across the board. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.